Thank you, Chair. As this is the first time we take the floor, Ireland would like to thank you and Germany for its able steering of the work of the Open-Ended Working Group on Ammunition and for your continued endeavours in the area of true life ammunition management and control. Effective global management of stockpiles of ammunition and effective tracing are prerequisites for identifying and ultimately addressing illicit trafficking and points of diversion, and are therefore essential. As we know, there is no universal system of ammunition marking across different ammunition types. For example, small caliber and larger conventional ammunition and different end users, including national law enforcement, military and civilians. This leads to significant national and regional variations, complicating the identification of diversion and the interdiction of cross-border trafficking. Effective ammunition marking and tracing is also important for enabling authorities to identify cases of ammunition diversion, particularly when it is involved in serious armed violence, organized crime, cross-border trafficking, and violations of international humanitarian law or international human rights law. Currently, we do not have a clear picture of impacts of diverted ammunition in these types of incidents. Doing this work can be incredibly challenging, particularly under the current patchwork of marking methods and the variety of tools with which authorities conduct investigations, in addition to related capability issues. When highlighting gaps in the ammunition security dimension, we believe we shouldn't neglect a focus on the good practices and capabilities that allow authorities, such as law enforcement, border control agencies, and customs authorities, to detect diverted ammunition when they collect, seize, or recover it. Currently, as we understand it, based on recent research from the Small Arms Survey, for example, these capabilities are limited. Finally, we've heard interventions noting the importance of sustainable technology light solutions to ammunition management, which we certainly support. At the same time, we remain optimistic that new and emerging technologies will soon be able to reduce some of the obstacles and costs of doing this work more effectively. In this regard, we'd like to emphasize the significance of international cooperation and assistance efforts to assist states in acquiring the technology and training necessary to adopt new tools as and when they become available. This would go a long way in preventing ammunition diversion, as well as identifying or confirming diversion cases. Thank you, Chair.